This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
All right, talk me through it. You went to the basement.
Yeah, I was walking to the basement.
And
I bumped into Mrs. Kenilworth.
Who's she?
The dumpy old lady who lives in the bottom floor.
Okay.
And she's blabbering away at me about how I should go to the community meetings more and I should join the neighborhood watch scheme.
I don't need to know all this.
No, but she's important to the story.
Get to the basement.
Okay, so I walk through the basement door.
And what did you see?
Spiders, lots of spiders.
What else did you see?
A second basement door. And it was locked. Tried opening it, no luck.
So you didn't get in?
Yes, hold on. So I head out again and bump into my neighbor. Remember Audrey I told you about?
Talks to her dog, yeah.
Well, I overheard her saying to Rover that Mrs. Kenilworth keeps a copy of all the keys for the maintenance team when they're not here. Makes sense, a nosy son of a...
Please skip to the end of this story.
So I had to go to Mrs. Kenilworth's flat and sign up to the bloody neighborhood watch scheme just to get the basement key from her. Now, I have to spend 2 hours of my life wandering around the streets like an absolute...
Did you get into the basement?
Yes.
Please tell me you saw something.
Yes, more spiders and webs. It was an absolute nightmare down there.
Oh, come off it! They weren't tarantulas, were they? How could you be afraid of those tiny little things?
I just hate anything that can move faster than me.
So, an Olympic sprinter, that scares the shit out of you, does it?
Listen, I bravely cut those webs down with my eyes closed all the way to the back of the basement.
And what was there?
Well, it was really dark, but I could hear what I've been hearing.
The crashing noises.
Not really. It was more like it was windy, but there was no draft coming from outside. I could hear, you know, like when you're on top of a hill and it's breezy.
But what did you see exactly?
Well, I got out a torch and I shone it towards the noise. It was... Have you ever been to House of Mirrors?
No.
Oh, they're really fun. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, all the mirrors are weird. Makes your reflection bendy and all.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
So there was a mirror there?
No, there was nothing there at all. But then when I moved the light, like when I walked around, it was like... I don't know, like the rest of the room was warping around it, just slightly.
How big was whatever you were looking at?
It's hard to say. It was sort of ring-shaped, like kind of like a big donut.
A donut?
Yeah, well, like, you know the inner hole of a donut? It was like swirling around on itself. Like, wherever it went, it was going on for miles.
And you're definitely shooting with donut?
Closest thing I can think of. Is that what you see?
No.
Well, what did you see?
I haven't made it into the basement.
What?
I couldn't get in.
You said we're both going down.
I know. The door's locked.
I was covered in spider webs.
Dude, chill. Don't worry, I called the building janitor.
And?
And ever since the pandemic, he's been working around different sites. Says he can't get here until tomorrow.
So you're just sitting there waiting?
Yeah, I'm chilling with a few beers.
Beers? In your work?
Aye, my shift's long gone.
Why haven't you gone home? Is there not someone, you know, do you not live with...
Nah, I'm the same as you, man. I live on my own.
Alright, well, don't let me keep you.
You know what? I mean, I wouldn't be doing much anyway. What do you think it is?
What?
That's down in the basement.
Oh, I don't know. Could be anything. Could be faulty wiring. Damp.
Doesn't sound like damp.
No.
And it hasn't exploded yet.
No. 13th of November, you said.
Yeah.
Well, today's the 12th. I'm leaving tonight. Moved all my stuff out yesterday when you told me. Just came back to get my goldfish and tell you about the basement and all.
Well, if you need to head off.
No, that's okay. I can stay if you...
Yeah.
You want to keep talking?
I mean, if you've got plans.
No, I don't.
You don't have work or anything?
Nah, I'm only part-time.
Whereabouts?
Oh, this wee video rental shop. You know the one on Victoria Road?
Oh, Video City. Miss those kinds of shops. That one used to do 3 videos for a tenner.
Miss them? Don't have them anymore?
Nah. Well, now everyone just streams everything.
Streams? What do you mean streams? Like water?
Do you rent video games there?
Yeah.
Do you have GoldenEye in stock?
Of course.
Have you played it?
Yeah, me and a friend of mine play it all the time on the...
Multiplayer?
Yeah, the multiplayer.
With the slow motion setting and the big...
Big head mode, yeah.
Get out there and play with your friend again, man. Honestly, while you still can. Split screen's long gone. Now it's just kids playing Fortnite online, all alone in their room.
What? You play it in... How long? Fortnite?
If I was living where you are, man. Sorry, when you are. I'd be going out someplace every single day.
Is that because of your pandemic?
No, because you live in the age. The era of no social media. No one with their heads stuck in their phones. People just out and about, actually interacting with each other.
People don't interact with each other in the future?
Hardly. Do you know how many WhatsApp group chats I'm in at the moment? That's how you talk to people these days.
But that's cool. You can talk to so many people all at once.
Yeah, but it's amazing how much you don't actually see the person who lives right round the corner from you. Because they know that you can just text them later.
That can happen at any time, man. I haven't seen some of my oldest friends in ages. Some people just drift apart.
Nah, you have to put the effort in. Like dating. Do you date, Carl?
Do I date? Who's the guy from the past year? No, I'm not going out with anyone.
We have this thing called Tinder, where you just endlessly swipe looking for someone to go on a date with. You know what I would give to be my age where you are now? Just to talk to someone in a bar, a park, the bloody shops. Get their number and do the whole 3-day waiting thing. Give them a call, ask if they want to go out.
Yeah, that happens on TV. We don't actually do that, you know.
You do.
No, we don't. If we did, we wouldn't have saddos putting ads in the paper looking for other single people, would we? They're dating agencies, man. Agencies. They record videos, like really awkward videos.
It's not the same, though. You don't get it because you don't live in my time. Just get out into the world, man. For me, please.
Nah.
What?
I've been there. Done it.
Do it more.
Why would I want to go back out there? Everyone's saying shit like sick and bruh and try to fit in. A friend of mine even tried to get me to go along to a breakdancing class because he saw it on MTV.
Good. That's an activity. That's not online.
It's a midlife crisis is what it is. All the guys are getting piercings on their face and all the girls are trying to get like super thin like the Spice Girls and reading these stupid pop magazines. It's madness out there.
Just go out and get a piercing. Live a little.
Oh, aye, Mr. Sipping Beers alone in his office. Are you living a little? Because I'm pretty sure there's still parks in the future. What's stopping you going out and talking to someone? Anyone?
They think I'm a freak for not doing it on my phone.
Yeah, you say that, but have you actually went out and tried? Just saying hello to somebody, giving them a smile. You say everyone's disconnected from the world or is it just you?
You're one to talk? You won't even go out breakdancing or play GoldenEye. The only reason you're chatting to someone, anyone right now, is because you just got the internet. It's already started for you.
Well, why are you still talking to me then if you hate all this internet crap so much?
Maybe I'll stop.
Fine.
Fine. I've stopped.
No, you haven't. You're still here.
I don't know how to hang up. You're the one who calls into me.
Yeah, and maybe I'll just hang up forever. Okay, that didn't feel good.
No, you shouldn't feel good. You're being really mean right now.
No, the building just shook a little.
What? Like the earthquake?
Yeah, but it was stronger.
Did it come from the basement?
It felt like it. Oh, there it is again. My goldfish!
Callum! Callum, you okay?
I'm fine. The fish is fine.
I'd get out of there, dude. I know the explosion's meant to be on the 13th, but...
Yeah, I know. Oh. Oh, shit. I've just realised something.
What?
The explosion is definitely on the 13th.
Yeah.
What time?
I don't know.
In the news article, did it not say what time it happened?
No, I don't know. But you said it was the 12th where you are, yeah?
Yeah, it's the 12th. But it's just gone past midnight.
Callum. 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 Are you there, mate? Say something. Callum.
Dial-Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn and Craig McDonald Kelly. Music is by The Steve Experiment and artwork by AB Designs. Special thanks to Charlie Dennis and Adam Hillswalker for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DialUpPod for more information on future episodes and our other podcasts.